欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间。 It's Home Video 私房拷贝 I'm Jessie。 今天呢，我们要和 Tom 来分享一部动画片《飞屋环游记》。
Hi everyone, this is Tom. Today we're going to share the movie Up. Up is a 2009 American computer animated comedy adventure film produced by Pixar Animation Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Pictures.
皮克斯动画呢，永远都不会让我们失望的。在 3D 时代，皮克斯更不会甘心落后于两大竞争对手梦工厂动画和蓝天工作室。这部《飞屋环游记》，这是皮克斯的第10部动画长片，也是他们的第一部 3D 长片。
Up is a Pixar's 10th feature film and the studio's first to be presented in Disney Digital 3D.
在今年的戛纳电影节上，《飞屋环游记》被选为开幕影片，这是戛纳电影节60多年的历史当中第一部成为开幕片的动画片。那大家回忆一下皮克斯以往的动画片当中的主角呢，有机器人，有汽车，有玩具，还有动物，很少以真实的普通人作为主角的。而这一部《飞屋环游记》呢，恰好就说了普通人的故事。所以当影片刚刚推出的时候，很多人对其卖座前景啊是颇有疑虑，但是影片在北美地区上映以后，这些疑虑就都烟消云散了。本片不仅在北美票房飘红，而且在全球的票房更是超过了6亿6千万美元，成为皮克斯影片当中仅次于《海底总动员》的第二号卖座影片。
The movie is not just hilarious, but emotional and sad at times. It focuses on the character feelings.
皮克斯的电影呢，总是能以情动人，这部《飞屋环游记》呢也不例外。影片当中有两个主角，一老一小，一个是78岁的退休气球零售商 Cal， 另外一个呢是亚裔小男孩 Russell。
The film centers around a grumpy old man named Carl Fredrickson and an over-eager wildness explorer named Russell who fly to South America in a floating house suspended from helium balloons.
让我们赶紧来了解一下这个带有奇幻色彩的故事吧。在影片的开头，小男孩 Cal 正在聚精会神地看着新闻影片。据报道啊，著名探险家 Charles Munz 和他的爱狗们刚刚乘坐飞艇从南美探险归来。孟子宣布他发现了新物种，一种巨型鸟类，但是科学家们对此表示质疑，并称他是个骗子。孟子为了证明自己，决定再次出发前往仙境瀑布活捉巨鸟。
What you are now witnessing is footage never before seen by civilized humanity. A lost world in South America, lurking in the shadow of majestic paradise falls, its sports plants and animals undiscovered by science. Who would dare set foot on this inhospitable summit? Why, our subject today, Charles Munch. The beloved explorer lands his original, the spirit of adventure in New Hampshire this week, completing a year-long expedition to the lost world.This line of an aircraft was designed by Munch himself and is longer than 22 Prohibition paddy wagons placed end to end. And here comes the adventurer now. Never apart from his faithful dogs, Munch conceived the craft for canine comfort. It's a veritable floating palace in the sky, complete with doggy bat and mechanical canine walker. And Jiminy Cricket, to the locals consider Munch the bee's knees. And how?
Adventure is out there.
But what has Munch brought back this time?
Gentlemen, I give you the monster of Paradise Falls.
And golly, what a swell monster this is. But what's this? Flying has cried foul. The National Explorer Society accuses Munch of fabricating the skeleton.
No!
The organization strips Munch of his membership. Humiliated, Munch vows to return to Paradise Falls and promises to capture the beast alive.
I promise to capture the beast alive. And I will not come back until I do.
And so the explorer's off to clear his name. Bon voyage, Charles Munch, and good luck capturing the monster of Paradise Falls.
在电影新闻里，这一次呢是冒险专辑，在极力吹捧一个冒险家发现南美洲失落世界的故事。
Lurking in the shadow of majestic paradise falls，
潜伏在壮丽的仙境瀑布的幽静中。
It explores plants and animals and discovered by science，
这里拥有科学尚未发现的动植物。Lurk 表示潜伏、埋伏、潜在的意思，在这里你可以理解为隐藏在。看一下我们的例句 ：The police lurked behind the trees. 警察埋伏在树后面。第二句 ：People say that the tiger is still lurk close to. 人们说那只老虎还躲在附近。Majestic 在这里表示雄伟的、威严的、壮丽的。Majestic 其中那个 Paradise Falls 表示非常壮丽的瀑布，你可以从这个它的描述中去体会那个瀑布的壮丽。就是在这么一个地方，新闻播音员继续说 ：Who dare set foot on this inhospitable summit？ 谁敢踏上这处荒凉的峰顶呢 ？Set foot on 表示进入、踏足的意思。比如说 ，As yet no man has set foot on Mars， 直到目前为止还没有人登上过火星。Inhospitable 表示不友好的，比如说咱们说冷淡的人可以说 an inhospitable person， 不友好的人、冷淡的人。 Inhospitable 还有不适合居住的意思。 Inhospitable mountain areas 不适合居住的山区。 Inhospitable areas 表示不适合居住的地区。接下来让我们了解一下这个探险家，他叫 Charles Mount， 他驾驶的这个飞艇啊叫 The Spirit of Adventure， 冒险精神号。说到这个飞艇呢，我们的这个旁白继续 This lighter than aircraft was designed by Mount himself， 这台比空气还要轻的飞船是由 Charles Mount 自行设计的。 And is longer than 22 prohibition paddy wagons placed end to end， 而这个艇身啊比22辆首尾相连的警车还要长。 Paddy 俚语表示警察的意思， Paddy wagon 表示警车。这个探险家呢还有一个很大特点，就是到哪儿都得带着他的那一群狗们。 Never apart from his faithful dogs， Monks 在哪儿都跟他的忠实的狗狗们是形影不离。而且呢当地人也非常崇拜 Monks， 说 Monks 是 Bee's Knees， Bee's Knees 蜜蜂的膝盖。那么蜜蜂的膝盖是什么呢？ An excellent or ideally suitable person or thing， 其实就是什么呢，特别适合的人和事，可以理解为行家里手。比如说看一下咱们的例句 Ask Sarah if you want to know anything about the new machine. She's the bee's knees. 如果你想了解这台机器的情况，请问 Sarah， 她可是专家。当然用现在更时髦的说法，你可以说她可是达人呐。再看一下例句 My younger sister thinks she's the bee's knees because she's the youngest in the family and is allowed to do whatever she wants. 我妹妹以为她是最受重视的，因为在家里她最小，她想干什么就干什么。在这句话中 bee's knees 你可以理解为她是最受重视的人，所有人都把她当作最关键的。最后呢，说到这位大冒险家呢，他还留了一句至理名言 Adventure is out there，冒险就在前方。
Monks 呢是痴迷于探险的 Cal 心目当中的英雄，他从来没有怀疑过 Monks， 而且一直把他的那句 Adventure is out there， 探险就在前方，当作是至理名言。他也希望自己能够像 Monks 一样，有朝一日能够成为伟大的探险家。
Carl Fredrickson， A shy and quiet young boy meets an energetic and outgoing tomboy named Ellie.Discovering they share the same interest in exploration as their hero, the famed explorer Charles F. Munns.
What are you doing?、Ah! Don't you know it's an exclusive club? Only explorers get in here. Not just any kid off the street with a helmet and a pair of goggles. Do you think you've got what it takes? Or do you? All right, you're in. Welcome aboard. What's wrong? Can't you talk?Hey, I don't bite. You and me, we're in the club now.
这个场景呢是小 Cal 和小 Ellie 第一次见面。Ellie 呢也是一个冒险迷，他把一个旧仓库呢当作是他的飞艇，在这里面呢玩一些探险的游戏。而小 Cal 呢出于好奇闯入了这间仓库。
Ellie 说 ，Don't you know this is an exclusive club?你难道不知道这是一个会员制的俱乐部吗？ Exclusive 表示排他的，比如说会员制俱乐部就相对来说比较排他，他只认他自己的会员。 Exclusive club 会员制俱乐部，或者会员制俱乐部你还可以这样说 Membership club， 只有会员才有资格参加这个俱乐部的各种活动。 Anyway， exclusive 除了排他的还有高级的意思，比如说 an exclusive restaurant 或者 exclusive shop 或者 hotel，表示高级的餐厅、商店或者酒店，而且很有可能是会员制的。当然 exclusive 也有专用的独家的意思，比 比如说 ,this bathroom is for the president's exclusive use, 这间浴室是总统专用的。再比如说咱们电台独家放送，哎，这首歌曲在这里独家放送，也可以说 exclusive release in this radio station。看一下例句 ,if you pay me £20,000, I will give you paper the story as an exclusive。你如果给我20,000英镑，我就让你们的报纸独家报道这件事。
很快都喜欢探险的 Ellie 和 Carl 成了好朋友，开始共同分享他们的秘密。
Ellie tells Carl of his desire to move her clubhouse to Paradise Falls in South America and makes Carl promise to help.
I am about to let you see something I have never shown to another human being. Ever in my life. You have to swear you will not tell anyone. Cross your heart. Do it!My adventure book. You know him. Charles Munch. Explorer. When I get big, I'm going where he's going. South America. It's like America, but South. Want to know where I'm going to live? Paradise Falls. A land lost in time. I rip.It's right out of a library book. I'm gonna move my clubhouse and park it right next to the falls. Who knows what lives up there? And once I get there, well, I'm saving these pages for all the adventures I'm gonna have. Only, I just don't know how I'm gonna get to Paradise Falls. That's it! You can take us there in a blimp! Swear you'll take us! Cross your heart!
Ellie 呢经常让 Carl 发誓，于是他就说这个词 cross your heart， 你要为此发誓。 cross one's heart 表示发誓的意思，比如说 cross my heart and hope to die， 我来发死誓，这件事我一定怎么样。
Ellie 呢从小就有一个梦想，要像他心目中的英雄孟子那样去南美的天堂瀑布去探险。
Ellie 说 only I just don't know how am I gonna get to Paradise Falls， 只是我不知道该怎么到达天堂瀑布。 That's it啊，没错。 You can take us there in a blimp. 你可以用小型飞船带我飞过去。 Swear you will take us. 快发誓你会带我们去哪。 Cross your heart. 发誓。 Cross it. Cross your heart. 快发誓。不准退出哦。 Blimp 表示小型飞船。
因为有着共同的爱好， Carl 和 Ellie 的友谊呢一直延续着，直到他们长大。终于 Carl 和 Ellie 结婚了， Ellie 做了动物园管理员，而 Carl 呢弄了个车专门的卖氦气球。
Children. They repeatedly tried to save up for the trip to Paradise Falls, but other financial obligations arise. Just as they are finally about to take their trip, Ellie passes away, leaving Carl a lonely and bitter old man with nothing to live for and missing his wife terribly.
Carl 和 Ellie 呢一辈子都梦想着能够到仙境瀑布去探险，但始终都疲于为生活而奔波，而耽搁了他们的这个梦想，直到 Ellie 病逝，这个愿望也没能实现，这也成了 Carl 生命里最大的遗憾。这天，一个爱好野外探险的小男孩 Russell 敲开了 Carl 家的门，要求帮助他，这样他就能够得到一个帮助老人的徽章。为了打发这个小男孩呢， Carl 让他到自己的小院里去抓鸟。
Good afternoon. My name is Russell, and I am a wilderness explorer in Tribe 54, Sweat Lodge 12. Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
I could help you cross your yard.
No.
I could help you cross your porch.
No.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
No, I'm doing fine.
afternoon. My name is Russell, and I am a wilderness explorer in Tribe 54.
Slow down.
Wet Lodge 12.
Yes.
Are you in need of
any help? Thank you, but I don't need any help.
Proceed.
Good afternoon.
Let's skip to the end.
See these? These are my Wilderness Explorer badges. You may notice one is missing. This must have been the elderly badge. If I get it, I will become a senior Wilderness Explorer. The wilderness must be explored! Go! Go! Rah! It's gonna be great! There's a big ceremony, and all the dads come, and they pin on our badges.
So, you want to assist an old person?
Yep. Then I'll be a senior wilderness explorer.
You ever heard of a snipe?
Snipe?
Bird. Beady eyes. Every night it sneaks in my yard and gobbles my poor azaleas. I'm elderly and infirm. I can't catch it. If only someone can help me.
Dee, I'll do it!
Oh, I don't know. It's awfully crafty. You'd have to clap your hands 3 times to lure it in.
I'll find them, Mr. Frederickson.
I think its burrow is 2 blocks down. If you
2 blocks down, got it.
Hi. Here, Snipey, Snipey.
Bring it back here when you find it.
No. 小男孩 Russell 身上带了很多的徽章。
See these? These are my wilderness explorer badges.
看到没？这些是我的野外探险家的徽章。
Badge
表示徽章和证章。我们看到很多电影电视剧里面的这个警察也好 ,FBI 也好呢，在出现的时候都会主动的亮出证件，哎，把自己的这个徽章拿出来，那个徽章就叫 Badge。 或者有人自称是警察来找你的时候，你也可以要求他亮出徽章，你可以这样说， Can I see your badge? 所以 Badge 在这里呢一直都表示徽章和证章。好，我们看一下例句。
Every student should carry a school badge.
每个学生都应该佩戴校徽。Russell 指着那些徽章接着说
You may notice one is missing.
你可能注意少了一个。
It's my assisting the older badge.
那就是帮助老人的徽章。
If I get it, I will become a senior wilderness explorer.
只要我得到这个，我就凑齐了所有的徽章，我就会成为资深的野外探险家了。
There's a big ceremony, and all the dads come, and they pin on our badges.
将会有一个盛大的典礼，所有人的爸爸都回来，会替我们戴上徽章。
这个 Russell 呢相当的执着，虽然 Kyle 一直说我不需要帮助，但是 Russell 坚持要帮 Kyle 做点什么事儿，所以 Kyle 为了打发他呢，就编了一个理由让 Russell 到园子里去抓鸟。
Kyle 说 I think its burrow is 2 blocks down. 我想他的巢穴在两条街之外。 Burrow 动词的时候表示挖洞，比如说 the rabbits burrowed into the hillside. 兔子在山腰上打洞。名词形式 burrow 表示地洞的意思。看一下例句
The dog had chased a rabbit into its burrow.
狗把兔子追进了洞穴里。Carl 说这个鸟的巢穴呢在两条街以外，显然就是想把这个 Russell 给轰走。
在 Ellie 去世之后呢， Carl 变得孤僻起来，不愿和人接触。更糟糕的是呢，他的屋子正好位于政府计划开发的地皮上，不愿意搬离这里的 Carl 成了一个钉子户。在他用拐杖打伤了一名工作人员之后呢，法庭宣判他必须到养老院去生活了。
Carl comes up with a scheme to keep his promise to Ellie and uses his old professional supplies to create a makeshift airship using tons of thousands of helium balloons that lift his house off its foundations.
但是他没有想到 Russell 啊，这时候正在他的屋子的走廊上，所以 Carl 不得不带着这个爱探险的小男孩一起去南美洲了。在一阵狂风暴雨之后呢，这个飞屋终于飘落到了南美洲，而且就降落在天堂瀑布的对面。
With their body weight providing ballast, allowing Carl and Russell to pull the floating house, the two began to walk around the ravine, hoping to reach the falls while there's still enough helium in the balloons to keep the house afloat.
在途中呢，他们碰到了一只彩色的大鸟，没有想到这只大鸟居然很喜欢吃 Russell 的巧克力，并且一直跟随着他们。 Russell 就给他取了一个名字叫 Kevin， 但是 Cal 并不想让 Kevin 跟着他们。
They later run into a dog named Doc wearing a translating collar that let him speak. And in fact, Doc is tracking a snipe. So he wants to take Kevin to his master.
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk, squirrel! My master is good and smart.
It's impossible!
Oh, it is, because my master is smart.
Cool! What do these do, boy?
Would you cut that bear looking thing? I use that collar.
What? Hoshiwa!
Hanashima! You talk with me. I would be happy if you stopped.
Russell, don't touch that. It could be radioactive or something.
I am a great tracker. My pack sent me on a special mission, all by myself. Have you seen a bird? I want to find one, and I've been on it since. I am a great tracker. Did I mention that? Hey, that is a bird. I have never seen one up close, but this is a bird. May I take your bird back to camp as my prisoner?
Yes, yes, take it. And on the way, learn how to bark like a real dog.
I can bark. And here's howling.
Can we keep him, please, please, please?
No.
But it's a talking dog.
It's just a weird chick or something. Let's get to the pole.
Please be my prisoner. Oh, please, oh, please be my prisoner.
天堂瀑布已经很近了，靠离兑现他的诺言，实现他的梦想也已经很近了。但是这个时候呢，似乎他有一些累赘，比如说要带着这个小男孩 Russell， 还要带着一直跟随他们的大鸟 Kevin， 还有想抓走大鸟 Kevin 的这只狗 Doug。那究竟 Cal 能不能够达成他的愿望，把他的这个飞屋带到天堂瀑布去呢？在这个路上他们还会遇到怎样的困难呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Tom 来分享这部非常有意思的动画片《飞屋环游记》。
Right, before the end, let's review the words and phrases. Lurk, 潜伏、埋伏、潜在。Majestic, 雄伟的、威严的、壮丽的。Set foot on, 进入、踏足。Inhospitable, 不友好的、不适合居住的。Exclusive, 排他的、高级的、专用的、独家的。Cross one's heart, 发誓。Badge, 徽章、正章。
那好了，今天节目到这儿要跟你说再见了，别忘了登录我们的网站 www.netfm.com.cn 在线收听以及重复收听 Home Video. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Tom, bye bye.
Enjoy listening.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there. And turn. You must stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me. As I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every day
Play them Play as time goes by
My mom always said Life was like a box of chocolates
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home Video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房拷贝。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀，英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界，没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够，一起学起来。
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart.
有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774，北京外语广播。
unicorn never came. No, I never saw it coming. Something in it must have changed. All the words unspoken, promise broken, I cried for so long. Wasted too much time, should have seen the signs. Now I know just what went wrong. I guess I wanted you more. And looking back now, I'm sure I wanted you more. I guess I wanted you more. You're